Text 2. Listen to the background information for Text 2. A journalist visits a family to discuss living with a pet dog and small children in the same house. You will now hear Text 2 for the first time.
What comprises the quintessential Australian household? Parents, children, and pets, maybe a dog? If that's your place, you're going to want and need a safe and secure relationship between dog and kids. Because children are at risk of being mauled by dogs. The majority of Australians at hospital emergency departments with dog bite injuries are young children. So, for Life Matters, Matthew Crawford is at Rudy's place.
Well, that's Rudy. Wow. I think his bark's worse than his bite.
Hey, Rudy.
Hey, Rudy.
Good boy.
Oh, wow, what a dog.
I told you he was the horse.
He's a horse. Okay, now out the back and meeting someone else important here. What have you got there, Freya?
Cheese for a dog treat for Rudy.
Rudy quite likes the cheese as a treat, does he?
Yeah. Rudy, I'm here.
Do you know what sort of dog he is, Rudy?
He's a staghound.
A staghound. And how old is he?
3.5.
3.5 years old. That's about half your age, isn't it? He's about twice your size.
Yeah.
He's a huge dog. What do your friends think about Rudy?
They usually ask if they're safe and if he'll bite them, and sometimes they try to stay away from him just in case he does come to bite them. But yeah, once they get used to him, they know he's pretty gentle.
Do your friends love him too, like you do?
Yeah.
All right, well, it's been lovely coming outside to meet Rudy. I reckon we'll go inside and meet the rest of the family.
Sure, my name's Mia and I live with Rudy and Freya and our baby Juno. I'm also a canine scientist, so I have worked with dogs at Guide Dogs and RSPCA over the last couple of decades.
Nice, so there's plenty of expertise here because we're going to bring in another expert soon as well. So, I mean, Rudy is a big dog. What do other parents say to you, you know, when they see the family gathered together? You've got a 7-year-old and a 1-year-old, right?
We do get a lot of people sort of stopping in their tracks and looking at him. He's 50 kilos. He's quite a large dog. He's sort of the size of a deerhound or a wolfhound.
Wow.
We often describe him as a muppet crossed with a womble. and he is about twice the weight of Freya, I guess, as a 7-year-old. But he's very gentle, and although he can be energetic, most of the time he's a bit of a couch potato. So he's quite easy to live with, and we have had him since he was a 5-month-old puppy that we got from a shelter.
So what sort of things have you specifically done with your family set up here and Rudy to ensure a harmonious environment for kids and the dog?
Yeah, look, there's three different levels of things we've done, I guess. One is environmental control. So you'll notice there's quite a few toddler gates around separating out spaces. So things like the 1-year-old bedroom has got a baby gate on it. Our main living spaces and the kitchen have also got baby gates on them so that we can control who is where and make sure that if the 1-year-old is cruising or crawling around, she's not in a spot where she can come into contact with Rudy unless we're directly there with her. We've also, I guess, prepared Rudy as much as we could for the arrival of a new baby, because while Freya was a 4-year-old when he came into our family, he hadn't experienced life with a newborn. And so we played recordings of babies crying and things like that to get him used to those unusual sounds before.
Wow, that's really specific. I had no idea that people would do that, right? Play the baby recordings around the dog so the dog would be used to that sound.
You can get a YouTube clip of maybe about an hour's worth of screaming babies. And we were able to play
Sounds like it's good preparation for you as well.
Yeah, we were able to play that to the point, just quietly at first and then increasing in volume, and to the point where Rudy just didn't react to it at all, which is great before you're actually bringing in a baby that obviously has smells and other things as well for him to get used to. But he's fairly non-reactive if she cries. We're also, I guess, able to visit friends who have babies and let him have a sniff of those, sort of to get used to this little squirmy thing is, you know, a person. And also,
Did that take any persuading for the parents taking around this wolfhound-sized dog to have a little sniff of the baby?
We're very grateful to the friends that let us. but we also, I guess it's also in terms of the children, you know, something our family really values is empathy and respect for others. And we're able to role model that through the way we treat the animals that live with us. And so in making sure that children of Freya's age know that if a dog or a cat walks away from you, you don't pursue it. You let it have that choice of interacting with you or not. And if it is with you, you treat it gently and calmly in the way that, you know, you would treat another person as well. We've also taught Freya from quite a young age the signs to look for if he's feeling uncomfortable, and that means she needs to back away and, you know, step away from whatever she's doing with him. So if he starts yawning or licking his lips or looking away from her, they're all signs that Freya knows means he's not comfortable. And so she'll respect that by doing something different.
You will now hear text 2 for the second time.
What comprises the quintessential Australian household? Parents, children, and pets, maybe a dog? If that's your place, you're going to want and need a safe and secure relationship between dog and kids. Because children are at risk of being mauled by dogs. The majority of Australians at hospital emergency departments with dog bite injuries are young children. So, for Life Matters, Matthew Crawford is at Rudy's place.
Well, that's Rudy. Wow. I think his bark's worse than his bite.
Hey, Rudy.
Hey, Rudy.
It's a boy.
Oh, wow, what a dog. He's a horse. Okay, now out the back and meeting someone else important here. What have you got there, Freya?
Cheese for a dog treat for Rudy.
Rudy quite likes the cheese as a treat, does he?
Yeah. Rudy, I'm here.
Do you know what sort of dog he is, Rudy?
He's a staghound.
A staghound. And how old is he?
3.5.
3.5 years old. That's about half your age, isn't it? He's about twice your size.
Yeah.
He's a huge dog. Mm-hmm. What do your friends think about Rudy?
They usually ask if they're safe and if he'll bite them, and sometimes they try to stay away from him just in case he does come to bite them. But, yeah, once they get used to him, they know he's pretty gentle.
Do your friends love him too, like you do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's been lovely coming outside to meet Rudy. I reckon we'll go inside and meet the rest of the family.
Sure. My name's Mia and I live with Rudy and Freya and our baby Juno. I'm also a canine scientist, so I have worked with dogs at Guide Dogs and RSPCA over the last couple of decades.
Nice. So there's plenty of expertise here because we're going to bring in another expert soon as well. So, I mean, Rudy is a big dog. What do other parents say to you, you know, when they see the family gathered together? You've got a 7-year-old and a 1-year-old, right?
We do get a lot of people sort of stopping in their tracks and looking at him. He's 50 kilos. He's quite a large dog. He's sort of the size of a deerhound or a wolfhound.
Wow.
We often describe him as a muppet crossed with a womble. and he is about twice the weight of Freya, I guess, as a 7-year-old. But he's very gentle, and although he can be energetic, most of the time he's a bit of a couch potato. So he's quite easy to live with, and we have had him since he was a 5-month-old puppy that we got from a shelter.
So what sort of things have you specifically done with your family set up here and Rudy to ensure a harmonious environment for kids and the dog?
Yeah, look, there's three different levels of things we've done, I guess. One is environmental control. So you'll notice there's quite a few toddler gates around separating out spaces. So things like the one-year-old bedroom has got a baby gate on it. Our main living spaces and the kitchen have also got baby gates on them so that we can control who is where and make sure that if the one-year-old is cruising or crawling around, she's not in a spot where she can come into contact with Rudy unless we're directly there with her. We've also, I guess, prepared Rudy as much as we could for the arrival of a new baby because while Freya was a four-year-old when he came into our family, he hadn't experienced life with a newborn. And so we played recordings of babies crying and things like that to get him used to those unusual sounds before.
Wow, that's really specific. I had no idea that people would do that, right? Play the baby recordings around the dog so the dog would be used to that sound.
You can get a YouTube clip of maybe about an hour's worth of screaming babies. And we were able to play
that.
Sounds
like good preparation for you as well.
Yeah, we were able to play that to the point, just quietly at first and then increasing in volume and to the point where Rudy just didn't react to it at all, which is great before you're actually bringing in a baby that obviously has smells and other things as well for him to get used to. But he's fairly non-reactive if she cries. We're also, I guess, able to visit friends who have babies and let him have a sniff of those sort of to get used to this little squirmy thing is, you know, a person. And also,
Did that take any persuading for the, you know, the parents taking around this wolfhound-sized dog to have a little sniff of the baby?
We're very grateful to the friends that let us. but we also, I guess it's also in terms of the children, you know, something our family really values is empathy and respect for others. And we're able to role model that through the way we treat the animals that live with us. And so in making sure that children of Freya's age know that if a dog or a cat walks away from you, you don't pursue it. You let it have that choice of interacting with you or not. And if it is with you, you treat it gently and calmly in the way that, you know, you would treat another person as well. We've also taught Freya from quite a young age the signs to look for if he's feeling uncomfortable and that means she needs to back away and, you know, step away from whatever she's doing with him. So if he starts yawning or licking his lips or looking away from her, they're all signs that Freya knows means he's not comfortable. And so she'll respect that by doing something different.
You now have approximately 6 minutes to answer the questions on text 2. You may start answering the questions in sections B and C at any time.